Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, the COVID-19 crisis has increased demand for remote work capabilities and driven the need for AI automation at an unprecedented rate and pace. With automation, next-generation CIOs and their teams are empowered to prioritize the crucial work for today's digital enterprises, managing and mining data, applying predictive insights, etc. But there are three major factors when it comes to determining the success of AI in business: language, automation, and trust. So IBM is meeting the COVID-19 crisis head on in several ways. More than 95% of the company's employees worldwide are now working remotely, while about 8,000 employees are remaining at essential sites to carry out mission-critical work. We're joined today by Kevin Redmond, Leader, Data and AI Asia Pacific at IBM, to find out more. Kevin, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're keeping safe where you are.
Thanks, Harry. Yep, keeping very safe and secure. So thanks very much for having me on today.
Pleasure. It's all ours. So talk to us about the Weather Channel and this weather company that's tracking the virus and what this does. It's a new interactive map, I understand. Where does the data go, though?
So, Harry, the Weather Company is one of the most accurate weather forecasting tools that there is in the world at the moment. And we're leveraging that access and that data and knowledge to also apply it to COVID. And that started originally in the United States. And we've rolled that out also now across the world as well. So the app is available in Asia Pacific. In terms of the data, so a lot of the data is actually publicly available. It's governmental data, it's World Health Organization, it's data from CDC and the like. But any private data is obviously anonymized, and we don't keep any data unnecessarily, and that is something very central to IBM. We have a very rigid structure around use of data and holding on to data. I think IBM is actually at the forefront of data trust.
So it's really accessible to really all businesses, consumers even, to have a look and see what's happening.
Yeah, you can actually go online now if you want, and you can take a look at the data of the COVID spread. You can use the weather app, or you can actually use a Watson dashboard that we've created. It's for use for government researchers, it's for general public, it's for businesses. It helps you to understand what's going on, the rate of spread, trends that are going on, not just in your local market, but also around the world.
And the global data includes things like confirmed cases, recoveries. Users can drill down to the country, region, state, even country level. How are you doing this? Huge satellites, sort of, is what a layperson will come to mind for them.
We're not talking any Big Brother or anything like that. This is data which is available, which is provided by governments, which is provided by industry. It's collated and just made accessible. We're using data from the likes of the World Health Organization, from Singapore government itself. So you can actually see, as you said, confirmed cases. You can look into and understand any trends which are going on. In fact, just this morning, I was looking into South Africa and trying to understand, you know, what the outbreak is looking like in South Africa, and you know how that might impact my family in South Africa over there. So lots of benefits to having this data at your fingertips and using AI to get more insight into what is going on.
But of course, the onus and responsibility is still on what you do with the data. So there's still need for analysts and scientists and researchers to have a look and see how they can use the data.
That's right. And obviously, data is what is driving everything at the moment. Now, with data comes trust. And I think, as I mentioned, IBM is leading and always has been leading in terms of how data is managed, how it is stored, how you anonymize data, when you should be actually keeping it and when you need to be disposing of data, and how you actually go about disposing of that data. So no unnecessary holding of data or storage. We're very clear about that. And the privacy elements is critical. Now, at the same time, you need to be able to provide data in a format which can be used by researchers and analysts. So anonymizing that data, but allowing it to be used and some intelligence brought to it in order to deliver outcomes is really what we need to do at this time.
Kevin, talk to us about how important AI is then, because the data, there's just so much, right? You can't possibly have teams of, I don't know, thousands and thousands trying to sift through all of it. What data is appropriate to the business also is another thing. So talk to us about the importance of AI for IT and how it will continue to be important.
Yeah, I think it's data has just become so ubiquitous in the moment. It is everywhere. We have it in structured and unstructured forms, and being able to average that has become too much for an individual analyst to sit down. You need to bring in artificial intelligence, which can act on that data in an autonomous way, bring simplicity to the data so that it can augment what people are doing in their daily lives, how they're actually going about their business. IT is actually leveraging this, and we've brought out new AI developments. So, for example, a typical IT outage will cost the business around about $250,000 an hour.
Whoa.
So if you are able to shrink the time it takes to identify that problem, have a fix, and then have somebody, one of your experts, one of your SMEs come in and validate that, if you can shrink that time down from days, which is what it is at the moment, into a matter of an hour, you have a massive cost saving. And that is something which just previously was beyond what we were capable of. Everything was backward-looking. Now we're forward-looking. And by using AI, you can predict this. You can identify the problems, bring solutions to your subject matter experts, and then actually have that executed. So that's a dramatic change versus, you know, only a couple of years ago.
Speaking to Kevin Redman, leader, data and AI, Asia Pacific at IBM. Kevin, talk to us about where we are in that argument that AI automation and all that puts jobs at risk, or is AI and automation helping to create more jobs?
Actually, I think AI is actually going to create more jobs. I think our CEO said it best when she mentioned that AI is more of an augmentation and every job is going to be impacted by AI. It's going to make it better and safer for everybody. And that's really, you know, I really believe that AI is actually going to help things, help people. You still need the human touch.
What sort of expertise is needed, though? If a business wishes to utilize AI, what sort of things should their people be learning? Do you need to have a rocket scientist to utilize AI? Is how a layperson feels.
Well, you know, there's not enough rocket scientists in the world, right? So if we need rocket scientists, I think we have a problem. The way in which AI is developing and the machine learning is going is all about trying to make things simpler, about trying to bring simplicity to complexity. And that's really what it's about. We don't have an endless supply of data scientists. We don't have rocket scientists on tap. But we do have AI, which can actually look at the data, can mine it, can bring it into a format where business can make a decision, where a single user can make a decision. Now, that user could be a doctor, that user could be a mechanic, that user could be somebody in business. But it's all about bringing that simplicity, using AI to bring that to that person in a digestible and usable way.
Tell us about some of the other COVID-related projects that you have. So you touched on the IBM Watson. So it's the MIT IBM Watson AI Lab, which has funded some 10 projects to allow for early detection even of sepsis in particular in COVID-19 patients. Talk to us about that one.
Well, IBM and MIT have had a very long history. We've been working together for over 20, 30 years. We've been both at the forefront of AI, developing the very earliest stages of AI principles, and we're continuing that relationship even now. And as you mentioned, we're working on some projects. I can definitely get somebody to talk in more detail around that, but we're working on projects ranging from what materials are best for face masks, to, as you said, sepsis and other things. But I can definitely get somebody to talk in more detail on those for you.
How scalable are those projects, though, at this point? Going to market just yet or still in research phase?
I'm not familiar exactly where we are in the process with those, but I can definitely get somebody to provide more information.
All right. Thanks, Kevin Redman, leader, data and AI, Asia Pacific at IBM. Kevin, thank you so much for your time.
Most welcome.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.